What is going on with you? You are acting weird. You drink too much? Okay. Can you see how many fingers I'm holding up? I know that is a dumb question. See?
See?
Okay. What about this?
What about this?
The light from my flashlight? Is it too bright? You do look like you need a good night's rest. Mind giving me your address? Should I bring you home? You can't even really answer me. I'm worried for you. Good.
Good.
I'll get us a taxi. Okay.
Okay.
Come along. It's all gonna be fine. So, I kinda don't want you to pass out. So I will continue talking to you. Is that okay? Ooh, baby, you don't have to answer with lengthy answers. It's fine if you just nod your head or signal me in any other way. Can you stand? Should I hold you while we're walking? Look, the taxi is almost there. I think this one is ours. Okay, let me take you home. I open the door for you. You look better now. Did this taxi ride help you sober up a little? That's good to see. Come on. Let's walk up those stairs. You can do it, right? Oh, that's very good. You're doing so well. Yeah, I'm not sure. I could either wait until the next trains are driving again, or I could also take a taxi, but I actually don't want to spend any more money for transportation. Those are the two options, I would say. Oh, that's very nice of you. You'd let me stay in your flat? Well, I've been kind of heroic today, so if that's my reward, how could I say no? Okay, then, thank you for letting me stay the night. No funny business, though. You're still drunk. First, let us get you some water, okay? You do look better, but honestly, you still look pretty bad. I think tomorrow you'll see the after effects of this night. No, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just stating the rational facts. Okay. Well, I think I have enough backtalk for now. I'm gonna get you a glass of water. But I don't really know how your flat looks like, so I normally wouldn't ask for a room tour, but I kinda need to know where the things are. I mean, it could be that you're still gonna throw up. I kind of should know where everything is. Okay, and this room? Okay. Well, good. Then maybe I mean, it's your flat. I don't want to tell you what to do, but maybe sit on the couch. I'll get you some water. I'll get you some water. There you go. Were your eyes closed? Well, I think it's time for you already to go to bed. I mean, sorry. It's also getting late for me, you know? I normally don't stay out for so long. But when I saw you sitting there like a little mess, I couldn't just leave you. You were also all alone. Why didn't your friends bring you home? Did you went out alone? What about my friends? Well, I kind of told them that I wanted to help you. You know, I have this, like, helper syndrome. I kind of can't leave people alone. But it's fine. I don't do anything that's, like, out of my way. I just thought about what it would have been like if I were the one that was drunk. You're doing so good. Drinking all that water, I think that will help you and make tomorrow less, how can I say, shitty? But it does feel a little disgusting. Like, I'm still wearing my outside clothes and sleeping in them is kind of uncomfortable. But I mean, I can manage for one night. Oh, really? Well, now I feel like you're saving me. I can have your clothes? Ah, okay. But instead you want me to help you get into your clothes? You're kind of bold. Is this because you're drunk? I will just say it again. I do think that you're cute. You're really attractive, even in this messy state. But I really don't like to take advantage of someone drunk. It's just not my type and style. And actually, it's also quite disgusting. Oh no, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about people taking advantage of drunk people. Or people that are under the influence in general. I want my people sober, all focused. That's just what I like. I also think it's more hot if someone can decide themselves. But, I mean, the thing about consent, it's always a little blurry, right? If someone doesn't state it directly, or one person is very bad at reading cues, it can be tricky to be 100% sure. That's why I really like to ask before doing anything. No, you can't consent right now. Thanks for the heads up, though. Pretty bold of you to say that you want to kiss me right now. You can wait. Let's get you undressed now. Oh, wait. It kind of was stupid of me to just take off your shirt. I didn't even bring the change of clothes yet. So, your bedroom was in the second door, right? Like on the right side? Mm-hmm. Let me just quickly grab them. Oh, you want to come along? Okay, let me help you. Good job. You're kind of heavy. Well, you're also pretty tall. I mean, you train a lot, right? I mean, I kind of can't see your muscles now. It's kind of stupid that I asked. What an interesting sport. Aren't you tired answering all my questions? Really? Tired but excited? That's a weird combination. Okay. Is it that drawer? Can I just... whatever I like? Okay. Oh, this shirt looks very comfortable. And it also feels very soft. I'm gonna put this on you, right? We don't want you getting cold tonight, right? I mean, alcohol does kind of mess with the body temperature. Oh, you want to pick one from me? Well, okay. Which one of these? I'm just gonna show you with my finger. Just say stop. This one? That one? This one? Why this one? You have a crop top? That's really slutty for a man. To show off your waist. Men with slim waists are the best, right? Well, you do train a lot. That's really bold of you. I'm not gonna say anything. I don't want to be incriminated for talking to someone this drunk. Ah, come on. Don't tell me you sobered up when you say things like this. So bold. Okay, I cannot undress in front of you. I'm just gonna... You wanna watch? I did say that I don't want to do anything that's... against your will. I think that already falls into that category. If I let you watch now, then I will also let you touch me. And then I will also kiss you. And then, honestly, then it's already over for me. So let me keep my dignity here. Why are you standing up? Don't come closer. You're gonna put it on me. You're drunk. That's not how being drunk works. I cannot be drunk just because I breathe in the same air as you right now. You're trying to justify everything so bad. Didn't you say you were tired? Okay, yes, and excited, but that part shouldn't be like the one that is on the focusing one. Okay, I'm kind of rambling. You're kind of close right now. Can we just do this tomorrow? When you're sober and I'm thinking clearly? I'm asking. I'm just, like, stating. I'm holding back here. I don't know what you're doing. Tomorrow there's also the time for this. What? You want me to promise? What if I feel different about you tomorrow? I won't. What if you forget everything? Okay, you think you're not that drunk? I brought you here. I was the one bringing you home. Okay, whatever. Go to bed. I'm just gonna go lay down on the sofa. Is that all right? I'll see you tomorrow. Don't fucking worry. Good morning, sunshine. Are you shocked that someone is in your flat? Do you remember me? I see the gears turning in your head. You're thinking really hard right now, hmm? I just wanted to say thank you that you let me stay. I already dressed myself and got freshened up a little, so I'm ready to leave. I just didn't want to go without saying anything. What do you mean? Well, I did promise you something. I didn't promise you that the moment I wake up, I'm gonna be all over you. So you do remember. Oh, please, none of that. Your opinion hasn't changed? You would still consent, even though you're now not drunk anymore? And that's why your drunk consent was also valid? Well, yes, it was valid, but I just wanted to be sure because I don't really like boundary crossing. Stay in bed, Com. You don't have to stand up. It's fine. If fate will reconnect us, we will see each other again. You don't want to wait for fate? You're gonna find me? You really are good with your words. It's quite shocking to hear a man talk like this. I'm not used to men being honest with their emotions. Maybe it's because you're quite horny right now, hmm? Hey, I didn't mean to. You don't have to show me your underwear. I can see it, I can see it. You can place the blanket back on yourself again. I'm just gonna head out. I will go brunching with my girls. Thank you again for letting me stay. Okay. Okay. I will give you my number, okay? Ah, it's good that you have paper and pen next to your nightstand. Wait a second. Okay, now you officially have my number. But don't feel pressure to call me. I know that you're also trying to be friendly, you know? I think that's a normal thing. But if you ever feel different, don't feel the pressure to call me. I'm not that stingy with those things. I really did try to be heroic today and just save you without any compensation. No. You're not gonna get a kiss now. I think you kind of have to work for it a little more. So, I'll be leaving now. Stay safe, hmm?
Hello? It's you. And I should believe you that now, huh? Only a week has passed. It's fine. Do you think I was waiting for your call? Okay, maybe a little. I did say that I find you attractive. So, what took you so long? Earning money so that you couldn't afford our date? You're hilarious. Okay, I will just accept your answer and act as if it's true. Oh, none of that bullshit. That's not true. So, you want to take me on a date, hmm? And what does this date entail? I hope it's not in your flat, and you're just gonna suggest sex. But if I'm being honest, I wouldn't even mind that. Am I easy for saying this? Okay. Good. That's oddly specific. Were you planning this, or is this like your go-to scheme? You want to eat? You want to pick me up? You want to buy me a gift that's personalized? And then you also want to watch the movies. That's like a whole program. Aha, because I was so heroic. And that's my real reward? Okay, you're actually hilarious. Well, I don't know if you can hear from my voice, but I'm grinning all over my face. So, that's a yes from me. I would love to go on that date with you. Where should we meet up? Okay, you can just write me the details.
Hey, there you are. Let me hug you. You really smell good. Now say it back. I'm just kidding. Oh, do you really think that? Or do you just feel pressured into saying it because I told you to? Okay, okay. Please be honest with me at all times. I really enjoy honesty. So, you did say you have something planned, like a real itinerary. So I'm just gonna let you take the lead, Okay, so I will just follow you, okay? So the first place you mentioned was... Okay. Yeah, I will just follow you, like I said. Damn, you picked out such a romantic movie. I felt like crying at the end. What was your intention with that? Getting me in the mood for love? Okay. You did a good job then. I'm totally, fully romantic right now. Our date has been very nice. Yes. I do agree. I like that you planned this out. And the food was very good. Like, that place? I think that's going into my Google Calendar. Like, or what was it called? Google Saved Places? Yeah. It's going there. I will definitely be back. No, I'm not gonna take another date there. I hope that that won't be necessary for a while. You know what I meant to say. Stop. Don't make me say things explicitly. Ah, okay. Using my words against me. You want me to say it clearly so that you don't misunderstand my consent? That was kind of hard of you to say. Stop it now. You're confusing me. Okay, so I did say before that I don't want to sound easy, but can I come to your place? I kind of feel like I want to get my reward now. Don't you agree? Okay. Mm-hmm. You're quite witty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did already get my reward. I was just trying to be sexy. Stop. Okay. Good. Well, then it's settled. Let's take the tube. It feels weird being back here today. Yeah, I mean, the last time I was here, you were like blackout drunk almost and then got sobered up a little. Please don't say that. You weren't sober. You weren't ready to go into your flat alone. You just... Okay, I'll stop, Rem. You're kind of close right now. Yeah, I like the way you hold my neck. Tilting me up to you? Is this your scheme? I should be quiet now. But your eyes are beautiful. Can I not even make compliments? That's a really good kiss. Way better than the one that you would have given me if I kissed you the morning after you were blackout drunk. Am I ruining the mood? It doesn't feel like it. You're kind of pressing really hard against me. I mean, I can feel you being excited right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we, like, step away from the door? We didn't even really make it to your living room. Here, my jacket. Just take it. Let me breathe for a moment. I kind of need to collect my thoughts. I should directly walk into the bedroom? Damn. Okay. What do you mean I look funny sitting here? On your bed? Because your bed is big? I'm not being shy. Maybe it's just because I look smaller compared to the bed, Oh, you really are tall. Even taller if I just sit here. Oh my god. Should I comment on your cock right now? Or should I stay quiet? It's really, really nice. And you're also kind of in the perfect position for me to do this. Did you shave for me? I also did shave for you. Oh, maybe it was kind of predictable what my plan was all along for this date. So, can I suck you off? Yes, I would like that. You want to use my head? You want to hold my neck? My hair? You want to make me cry? That's pretty intense. I didn't know you liked seeing me cry. Ah, okay. Maybe you should have said that. Context clues. Hello. Making me cry out of pleasure? I don't know if you can. You can try, though. I'm open to testing everything out. I'm not sure if I can fit the whole length of your cock in my mouth. You're impressively big. What a man. Tall, fit, and a nice cock. What is the hidden thing about you? There has to be something, right? Like a flaw? What's your flaw? Ah, that's barely a flaw, come on. You're hardworking and energetic. How is that a flaw? Come on. You're passionate. That's also not a negative attribute. You want to fuck my brains out? I would say that's an added bonus instead of a flaw. But you know what? I'll take it. Why are you pushing me off? You want to eat me out too? Okay. I will not say no to that. By the way, I kind of didn't talk to you, but, I am on birth control, but I don't really feel comfortable with, like, having sex raw. Oh, okay. You didn't plan on doing that anyways? Yeah, I totally agree. Okay, I just wanted, like, to make sure before things get too heated. Okay. Pushing me down into the bed like that. You're quite eager to taste me, huh? Like seeing my legs open for you like this? Should I pull my panties to the side? No? You wanna do it? I should just watch you. Yes, I will. Oh, the way you grab my thighs feels really good. And the way you touch my stomach and let your hands roam. My ass. You grab it so nicely. Yeah. Keep rubbing my clit like this. Feels really good through the panties. Oh, fuck. Yes. Did you just sneakily pull them to the side? Oh. Yes. Fingering me while licking me. Fuck, that feels good. It feels good the way you eat my pussy. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, yeah. I like that pressure right on this spot. Can you keep up with that? Oh, fuck, yes. Thank you. Stop. Keeping my eyes on you. It's hard. I want to close them so badly. Okay, I will look at you. The side of you between my legs is really gorgeous. Fuck. Oh. Feels really good. Ah, yes. Please add another finger. Are you scissoring them? Oh my god. The stretch feels really good. Fuck. Fuck. Good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh. Wait, wait. I don't want to come yet. I want to come on your cock. Yes. Please. Yeah. You're ready too. Just wrap yourself up with a nice little condom and dig right in. You look pretty good with all my arousal on your chin. Can I get another kiss? Okay. Then. Seeing you there kneeling, holding your cock and wrapping it up in a condom? Shit, that's really, I think, that's my thing. I think I need to see that more often. Oh, I will? You're quite charming. Grabbing my thigh and pulling me closer to you like this? You wanna go in my pussy now? I should keep my panties on. Oh, fuck. The way you rub yourself under my clit like this, it feels really, really good. Yeah. But I kind of want to be stretched around your cock. Can you please put it inside? Fuck. Oh. Fuck. Oh. good. Yeah. Lean down to me. I want to see your eyes. Oh. Oh my god. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Yes. Fuck. Oh, you look beautiful like this. I can't help but stare at our... I cannot help but stare at the filthy scene of you fucking into my pussy. My panties stretched to the side. One hand grabbing my thigh, holding me open. Fuck. Fuck. Eyes up to you. You're quite demanding. I can't even think straight. You want me to look at you? To your eyes. Fuck. Fuck. Feels good. It feels really good. Using your other hand to rub my clit. Oh my god. Fuck. I think I'm getting really close. Say that immediately after I came. I look beautiful with my orgasm face. It's sensitive. You're still rubbing my clit. Your thrusts are relentless. Am I imagining things? Are you pulsating inside of me? Oh, your orgasmic face is also pretty amazing. See how that feels? It feels weird to be complimented like this right after coming. Pull out slowly, please. Fuck. Yes, this was... Whoa. This was really, really good. Fuck, I came so nicely. Fuck, I feel really tired now. What did you say? I can fall asleep because it's not the first time I've been here sleeping. That's true. I'm really happy that you got blackout drunk that day. I kind of want to go on a second date, if you don't mind. Hello everyone! This one is a long one. I had lots of fun creating this scenario in my head. And to be honest, I didn't write anything down. I just wrote down a few words, like the brackets with the tags. And then everything you saw here is improvised. 45 minutes of yapping and improvising. A scene. I wanted to build up their relationship. I kind of wanted him to be drunk and then, like, get to know her more. And I really liked including a phone call and, like, this tension between saying no even though you want it in the beginning when he was drunk. So I had lots of fun. And improvising like this is also not that easy, but it kind of, like, you go with the flow. It was fine. Like, first I thought I will just do, like, the drunk bit and, like, then let him sober up, like, after a couple hours, and then they go edit. But I think I even like this one more. But the editing, right now that I'm recording it, I'm always recording, like, in one big take, and then I add in everything afterwards. So I, now that you hear me, I still haven't edited, but afterwards, when I upload it and you will hear it, of course I will already have, like, edit all the effects and everything I want to add. But that's quite nice. I'm so, like, impressed with myself. Damn, 45 minutes of me talking. I am a yapper, like, it's true. I cannot deny it. Okay, I think I talked enough. As you could see, I included some of the things that I personally like. Consent, condoms, safe sex, tension, laughing, all of those things I like a lot. So I was smiling a lot. I think you could hear from my voice. Most of the times when I record, I'm smiling, like, very brightly. I don't know, maybe I will get smile lines in the future. Like, I already have some, but I think they will just increase and be worse. So, with that, enough talking. I hope you had fun and liked the scenario that I created. And this audio was once again created by someone over the age of 18. And you all should also be over the age of 18 listening to it. And please just use this audio as something you listen to in your free time over the link that I provided. No other bad things. No, no, no. Nothing is to be done with this audio. Thanks once again, and then have a very nice day.